It's Friday, the 12th of August, and it's, I think it's just after 10, yes, it's after 10. Long lying in bed this morning, didn't get up till just after 9, both of us, deciding, since the weather forecast wasn't very good, to forget about doing a car boot. But also my wife decided, even at that, she wasn't going to get up and go up the town this morning. Up the tune. So we just had a bit of a long line. Not 12 hours in bed, just 11. Not lazy suds. Actually, I feel much better for having that. We actually had a wee bit of a longer line the other morning there. Just an extra hour or so, and I felt the benefit of that, but this morning, definitely feel the benefit of having, and it was a good sleep as well. And strangely enough, I had this, well, a mixture of dreams that run into each other, and I can remember so much about it. Crazy dreams, you know, dreams are crazy, but I can remember so much detail about what happened and, you know, at different bits, and where one dream changes into another dream and carries you forward. Anyway, that I've noticed over the past couple of years, that ability to remember dreams, because I used to remember them absolutely vividly. Well, probably the ones towards the end of your night, you know, when, just before you wake, but I lost that ability. If I remember the slightest wee snippet, that would be it. This morning, yep, I was rerunning the whole dream, like you rerun a movie. It was wacky, of course, but still, it felt great to be able to remember. I also met, I was in dreamland when the alarm went, again, which is bloody great. So it's a very overcast morning again. Our weather has been pretty rubbish. Having to put lights on in the house in the evenings now and in the mornings. So dark inside with the overcastity. Wife put the heating on the other evening there, which is crazy. Should be putting heating on, especially at the beginning of August. And the thing about this horrible weather is, in good summer weather, you get so motivated to do things. You know, it's good weather, so oh yeah, I'll cut the grass, I'll tidy the garden, we'll go for a walk in the sun, we'll take a wee jaunt to somewhere nice. Or we'll just be lazy and have the doors open and enjoy the fresh air coming into the house, and or sit in the garden bench, or I could go on and on and on and on. But you know what I mean. And so that keeps your spirits up. But when the weather's been the way it's been for the past few weeks, with the odd decent day, yes. And that is the killer, because once the long nights come in, which are pretty much a killer on their own, if you haven't had a decent summer, you're going into winter already low in spirits and low in health. It's terrible. It's terrible. Anyway, I won't mind John about that. We've no control over the weather, so unless we're going to live in a sunny climate. And I don't want to, because I love Scotland. I just want the weather back. I just want a decent summer. Just give us a decent summer, for goodness sake. And we'll all feel better. So I guess that kind of explains how I feel this morning. I'm feeling good, in a sense, but I'm feeling that if we don't get some decent weather soon, we're all going to be into that depressed mode, because it does get you down. Because all you talk about is when the weather's rubbish, is the rubbish weather. Oh, what another brief morning it is this morning, Tom. Oh, aye, it is indeed, aye. Yeah. Another miserable summer, aye, you're right. Yeah. I'm not joking, that's how it goes on. You know, you meet people on the street. You meet people at the market, the car boot. You meet, you know, and it's terrific. When are we going to get some good weather? Yeah. Where's the sun going to? This is bloody ridiculous. Bloody miserable. Actually, using the word bloody is quite mild, because most other people use a proper expletive. It's again miserable. So, the doors are on the shed, and all I've got to do now is a few bits and pieces of finishing trim, plastic trim for the sharp corners. And then the flooring inside, but that'll be easy. I've got the stuff for the flooring. And then I can push the whole thing back towards the fence, and it'll be in its rightful place. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird. How are you? Yeah, she's maybe beak's moving. That makes sense. You really look rough, Mrs. Blackbird. You really look absolutely rough. What a shame. You just gonna. I'll get some food for you in a minute. Anyway, so, as I said, the doors are on, so if you want some acoustics, right door. Yes, double sliding door. I'd normally open them double handed, but I've got a cup of tea in my hand. And as we step in, it's proven, although I did read reports online, people saying that leaked, these sheds leaked. I'm not saying they all leaked, but there were several reports of them leaking. I might have to say, with the rain and wind that we've had, it's absolutely bone dry in here, so I'm very pleased with that. That's the door's closed. Oh, it's quite dark. Yeah, just do a bit of light getting in. Top and bottom. Very nice indeed. Love the acoustics. Can't wait to get it finished now. And I'm going to get a plaque for the front. Something appropriate for a garden, a new garden shed. I don't know what. Something, yes. I'll get something nice. And yes, it's very good. It's cool. It's clean, it's dry, it's roomy, plenty roomy enough for the stuff I'll be putting here. I still got my chair, so I'm quite happy. That's another thing, you know, you get that sense of not sinful pride, but just the pride that you've constructed something of so many bits without any written instructions, and you actually got it right. Although, I have to say, there was a couple of occasions when I was severely scratching my head, thinking, that doesn't look right, that's not right, that this. And it wasn't right. It was because of the lack of instructions, not explaining that certain things have to be turned around and then go the opposite way, and all that. Yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, so that's enough for that. Now, opening from the inside. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Actually, there isn't a wee handle on the inside, you just have to grab the edge of the door. But, oh, wait a minute, there's a center screw, a bolt, which you can just grab. And that'll do the trick. I think I'll actually fix a wee handle on each door on the inside. One of those wee, you know, those wee knobs that you get for kitchen cupboards and things like that. I've got some of them in the garage. That'll do the trick. Oh, delight. Nope, I think I'll stay in the shed. It's a wee bit like those doors in Star Trek, you know? Shh. Oh, I missed a boat. There you go. Actually, I think I missed two. Yes, that's okay. Write it down. Write it down. Forecast to be better for the next 2 or 3 days, so here's hoping. Rain's about due now. In fact, yes, I can see it approaching. Summer.